It started bothering Mason yesterday during the weight training, so we're just going to back off him this week. Just based on the communication from the medical staff and the coaching staff, I anticipate that he will go Sunday if there's something that needs some rest. Marvin, I think Marvin is an excellent football coach, dynamic personality. It seems like only yesterday, Marvin and Peggy, I mean, their family back there at Pitt, that he moved on, you know, right across the street there to the Steelers. So, very fond of Marvin. I think he does a great job. Has been very successful, you know, in his years in the National Football League with the ring there in Baltimore. I have a lot of respect for Marvin. No, I don't think so. I was just trying to keep my head above water, to be honest with you. It was, being a graduate assistant in the old days was a little different than probably the way it is today. But it was a great experience. I mean, I look at that staff that we were on, you know, Marvin Lewis and John Gruden, Scott O'Brien, I think practically the whole staff coached at one time or is still in the NFL. So it was a great group of people to be around, especially as a, you know, first year coach. And you could tell right away that Marvin was unique. I mean, he had a certain way with his players, a very good communicator. So I mean, it's no surprise to me that he is an NFL head coach.
What are your questions about Aaron Ellis?
I thought Aaron played well on Sunday night, and he'll have an opportunity to start this week. Tari Bigby had a significant injury. We're looking at a time frame of at least 4 weeks. So Aaron will have the opportunity this week against the Bengals. Value to your team? You mean value to our team? I've never really sat down and watched it. We did have our video department tape it, frankly, just that, you know, in case there's something on there. I was told that the Bengals did a very good job. It was entertaining, very insightful. That doesn't surprise me. I know a lot of coaches on that staff. I've worked with a number of those guys. I think they're good coaches, good people, good personalities too. So and I heard some of it was entertaining too, which it doesn't surprise me. But you know, we were asked to do it a few years back. I didn't think it was good for our team being so young. We still have a great hold on being young, so I think we won't be doing it again here in the near future. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure there's some type of editing rights. There has to be, I would think, that you're not being in a, you know, don't put yourself at a competitive disadvantage. I mean, I would think that's in place. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But, you know, I don't know. I've never experienced it. I don't know if it would benefit you or not, frankly.
So if the team gets older, is it something you ever consider?
I'm not going to consider it for this year. I'm worried about the Bengals, to be honest with you. I'm not worried about, no disrespect to Hard Knocks. It's not on my radar screen. Well, I'll say just from my experience going through the process, I would not be comfortable having a camera in the room at that particular time. It's a very personal time, and that's something that I personally would not be willing to share with a camera, frankly. I hope so. I think tomorrow will be a big indicator because, I mean, it's one thing to go through the rehab workouts, and I know they both participated on Friday. But, I mean, tomorrow's work. Tomorrow's our heavy lifting day. You know, it's a padded practice, our most demanding practice of the week because we hit all the different situations. So to answer your question, directly, I want to see him go through a whole week of practice. So, but they both were full participants today. Jordan did a good job. He did a very good job with the particular returns that we used against the Bears. I thought he did a nice job pouring it up in there and hitting the crease. But that's his style. He's been productive in that position. But I would not have any problem going with Jordy in the future. I mean, Will Blackman is our starting returner, and when he's healthy, he'll be in there. You gonna apologize now, or no? No, I'm curious. I don't have a problem with it, but. Well, no, I think so, and it was really part of the interview process, because when you do go through that process, you do talk about the utilization of your current players, because those are the individuals that you know that are going to be on your team. So I was very, very confident in our players' fitness scheme back then, and no different than I am today. I mean, I was right about that one, so I think you have to give me that one. So. Well, it depends what you're trying to do. I mean, there's just not one type of 3-4, and you got to tailor the techniques and the scheme around your players. And I think Dom has done an excellent job with that. I don't think so. We're just being smart with him during practice this week. He wore a brace or particular type of taping, but he'll be fine. Well, this defense is very similar to the one he played in St. Louis. So his ability to play in the sub packages from the different positions, the different angles, and the multiple responsibility, I think, is really tailored to his game. So I think Brandon is better suited. Well, I thought he was an excellent player in sub packages in the other scheme too. But you're just seeing more of him because of the way he's being utilized also. Well, I had a great time coaching in New Orleans, but when people pull out their cell phones and things like that, it's challenging. But those are some of the relationships you look back on. I'm talking about Joe Horn. Joe Horn was probably one of my favorite players to coach, but you do spend a lot of time talking, about a lot of different things. But and I don't really know about Marvin and. Is it Ocho? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm calling the right name. But, they bring a lot to the table. I mean, he's an exciting player. Chad Johnson's an exciting player. He's a dynamic football player. I mean, if you watch him run routes, you watch him play with the ball in his hand, he's a big-time football player. And that's really what our focus is on. But, all that other stuff, it's great for TV, and that's why we're talking about it. But we watch the film. I mean, he's a heck of a football player. Well, the negative plays, frankly, and why, I think we've already discussed that Monday, why we had so many negative plays. It's just, when you talk about being balanced offense, balance doesn't mean being 50-50 run. It means the ability to run it and throw it. And, our down and distances were so unbalanced. We had so many second and longs and third and longs, and just the ability to play a favorable down and distance game was a big part of it. The second biggest part of it was the quarterback getting hit. You can't have your quarterback take that many hits. I mean, that's not the way we're designed, and that's not the way we're going to play. I think you put the most salt into your evaluation of the way they perform, and I would say today's practice will be an indication if he's over it. I felt that he was over watching practice today. I mean, Alan Barber is a very tough individual. He's a first-year starter, made some mistakes. He wasn't alone. I mean, we're trying to pin this. This is not Alan Barber's fault. That I thought I made that clear Monday. We had a number of players on offense that did not have a winning performance. So they've been corrected, and we expect them all to move on. And as an offense, we need to play a lot better than we did Sunday. Well, just in our experience, I mean, Mondays are very difficult when you do lose. I think it goes for everybody. I think it probably gets harder as further into the year because, you know, the importance of winning and where you are is in your record. But, you know, it's still the beginning of the season. You know, everybody wants to start fast, and that's still obviously available in week two, regardless of what you did in week one. You know, the beginning of the season, the first three or four games, in my view, is so different because of the still you're still going to see unscouted looks. We're going to see things from their defense and from their offense that we haven't seen in our film study that we didn't because we've worked on these guys in the off season because it's an uncommon opponent and the things they did in the preseason, the things they did last week. So you still have that factor coming into this game, and that's really all part of those first four games. I'd like to say yes to that because I think any time you have failure in your past, as coaches, you create those situations over and over again, and you emphasize 2 minutes, you both offense and defense, you emphasize penalties and the things you felt that held you back in the past, and you hope that it applies to the future. So we change our training camp snaps based on things we need to work on. You know, if you have 32% of your snaps that go towards third down, and you're not very good on third down, maybe you need to go 36% of your snaps, those types of things. So, I mean, that's really what's involved in all the planning. You know, problem solving is emphasizing. And as coaches, you've got to find as many different ways to emphasize the solutions to your problems, you know, as many different ways as you can.